It is once again my privilege to ask Brother Randy Titus to stand before us and preach.
Thank you. We have been tremendously blessed by being able to be with you these last few days. Once again, we sincerely say thank you for all the blessings that you have sent our way. We appreciate all that you've done. We have felt in our weakness and in our struggle with the flesh, we have felt the Spirit of the Lord, and we have felt great liberty in preaching the word, the messages that the Lord has given us. But I think we come to a point where all that's going to change. Things are going to slow down. Things will feel maybe a little more resistance. We're going to be preaching on an unpopular subject. We're going to be preaching on the subject of sin. Sin tends to slow things down. Sin tends to raise the resistance of people against the truth. Sin, like many subjects, when you preach on it, gets the devil's attention. And he resists whenever truth is preached, but some subjects he resists more than others. And he certainly resists and works against the subject this afternoon. I'm sure this group of Baptists is no different from every other group of Baptists in that you get a little tired, you get a little sleepy, you get a little groggy in the afternoon. May God bless us and keep us tuned in and keep us alert for just a little while longer. If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14. Title of our message this afternoon is Mocking at Sin. Mocking at Sin. We want to read in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 5 through 10 for our text tonight, this afternoon. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. There's much in this passage of Scripture. There's something in every verse of this reading. But we're going to draw our thoughts this afternoon from verse number 9, and limit our thoughts regards to verse number 9, considering the subject mocking at sin. Verse number 9 of our reading says, "Fools make a mock at sin." A fool is one that is not guided by common sense. A fool is one who is not guided by wisdom. A fool is one that doesn't possess intelligence. They're not guided by common sense. They're not guided by wisdom. They don't possess intelligence. And verse number 9 tells us, fools, this quality of individual, as we've defined it, fools make a mock at sin. In Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, let me just turn over there and read it so I get the whole verse correct. Keep your place, we're coming right back to Proverbs. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. This is a good thing. This is not a fool or a foolish man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man that doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. The word scornful in Psalm 1:1 is the same word that is translated mock in verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 14. So an individual that is not guided by common sense, not guided by wisdom, doesn't possess intelligence, is the one who mocks at sin, that sits in the seat of the scornful. Scornful and mock are again the same word. It means to scoff, have in derision, to mock, to laugh at in an unkind way, to make fun of or to make light of. Mocking and being scornful, I don't see much difference in those things and sarcasm, being sarcastic. And we are, as a society, and sadly to say, we are as God's people, guilty of mocking, guilty of being scornful, being light, making fun of, being sarcastic, laughing at an unkind way. We're guilty of this more than we'd like to admit. Sometimes I wonder if God's people can even communicate without being sarcastic, without being flippant, without laughing in an unkind way at someone. We're not only guilty of these things, but we don't ask people who are guilty of these things to stop. We are prone to mock, to scorn, and we'll listen to mocking and scorning till the cows come home. It won't bother us a bit, and we'll not ask somebody. There's very few sermons preached on mocking. We can sit in church and be a mocking person. We can find ourselves going out of the church service mocking, making light of, making fun of, being sarcastic about somebody or towards somebody, I would remind you that Jesus Christ was mocked. He was scorned. He was scoffed at. He was held in derision. He was laughed at in an unkind way many times. People made fun of, made light of Jesus Christ. And surely we know it wasn't a good thing to mock at Jesus Christ. So a fool is not guided by common sense, by wisdom. A fool does not possess intelligence. And a fool mocks, and a fool is scornful. A fool laughs at in an unkind way, makes fun of, makes light of. A fool is always sarcastic. A fool is guilty of mocking and is guilty of tolerating mocking. In verse number 9 of our text says, a fool makes mock, a fool scorns, scoffs at, holds in derision sin. The heart of the message, the point that we're trying to make, is people mock at. They take the subject of sin lightly. In 2023, sin's just not a big deal. Sin's nothing to draw a line about. We don't take sin seriously. We don't take sin in our life seriously. And I think that's one of the reasons, one of the multitude of reasons why we don't see as many salvations as we'd like. Because sin is mocked at. Sin is made light of. Sin is scoffed at. Sin's not a big deal. So if sin's not a big deal, then why would there be any hurry to repent, to turn from, to be saved? If God's people, the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ, take sin as a light subject, then how are sinners going to feel the weight of their sin and desire to repent and turn from their sin? Mocking at sin. One who mocks at sin, not by my definition, not according to my standard or my rule of thumb, but one who mocks at sin is a fool according to God. You're a fool if you mock at sin. You're a fool according to God if you mock at sin in your life. Take sin lightly. So we have a few points. I could scare you and tell you I have 6 points. But that would be the truth. But we're not going to look at all 6 of them. But a fool makes a mock at sin. We're going to notice just a few things, a few ways that sin is mocked. We mock sin, first of all, by making light of it. We tend not to see the grievous nature. We tend not to see the deadly disease that sin is. Sin is a cute thing, a tolerated thing. Sin is something that has been redefined for us. And it's lightly esteemed. But one who takes lightly sin or makes light of sin is making mockery of sin. Look with me, if you would, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. Verse 20 through 25. Woe unto them. Let me pause again and repeat that. Woe. Bible has many places where it pronounces a woe. And it's not woe as in woe to the horse. Stop. But it's a warning, it's a threat. Woe is going to come upon them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as a rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Woe unto them that call evil good, good evil, darkness for light, light for darkness, bitter for sweet, etc. Woe unto those that mock at sin. Woe is the one that doesn't see sin as a grievous thing. I'll put it this way. Woe to the one who doesn't see sin the way God sees sin. So you're here today and you have sin. You're a sinner. Or you have sin in your life. Unrepented, unconfessed sin. And you don't see that as a big deal. The reason you don't see that as a big deal is because you're not seeing sin the way God sees sin. You're seeing sin the way man sees sin. You're seeing sin the way the devil sees sin. The devil came to Eve in the garden and says, God really didn't mean what he said. Sin's not that big of a deal. It's okay for you to take of that fruit. And she bought it. And she ate it. Because she took sin lightly. If you're here with a sin problem, you need to see sin the way God sees it. And if you have a sin problem, you've got a big problem. If you're lost with a sin problem, you have a problem you can't overcome. That only Jesus can overcome. Amen. That only God can grant repentance and faith to deal with that. And if you're here and you're saved and you've got a sin problem, you've got a big problem also. Because it's deadly. The devil did not want to make Adam and Eve better people. He did not seek to improve their situation or their condition. He came with one mission and one purpose, and that was to ruin everything. And he used sin to do it. Still, we can't comprehend the high price of sin. God help us. Amen. God help us not to mock at sin. If you're here without Christ, you have a sin problem and it's insurmountable without God's grace, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here and you're saved and you've got a sin problem, you have no comprehension at all of the high price you're paying every single day by mocking at sin. We mock sin when we take it lightly and don't esteem it as grievous and deadly a disease as God does. We mock sin when we justify it with labels. You put a label on it, it makes it lesser, the way a man thinks. Taking sin and not calling it sin, taking sin and not seeing it the way God sees it, taking sin and putting a label on it to make it more palatable is mocking at sin. What am I talking about? Well, instead of calling it sin, seeing it as a big deal, it doesn't seem as frightful, it doesn't seem as dangerous if you call it a bad habit. Well, I just have a bad habit. Labeling sin, calling sin a bad habit doesn't change the nature of sin. Labeling it something other than what it is mocking at sin. People will say, well, I just have a weakness in that regards. Calling it a weakness doesn't change the seriousness of sin. People will say things like, I just can't help myself. As though saying you just can't help yourself makes sin something less than what it is. Calling it, I can't help myself, doesn't change the grievous nature of sin. Calling it a little white lie doesn't change one bit how offensive a lie is before God and how a lie is sin. And I don't think there really is any such thing as a little white lie. I don't think there's any such thing taught in Scripture as a little sin. Sin is sin, and all sin is sin, and all sin is offensive to God. Labeling it something, everybody does it. Well, in 2023, everybody does do it. Everything that is sin, everything that's displeasing to the Lord, everything that the Scripture teaches, society sees nothing wrong with it, and they're going whole hog away from God in sin. So it's true when we say everybody does it, but saying everybody does it doesn't change the nature of sin. We make a mockery of sin when we don't see it as the grievous, deadly disease that it is before God. We mock at sin when we label it a bad habit, a weakness, can't help myself, a little white lie, or everybody's doing it, or whatever else we want to label it. I'm sure there are those here who have sin in their life who are comfortable with it because they've labeled it something other than sin. We don't like that word sin. All unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. We mock sin when we don't see the serious nature, the deadly disease it is. We mock at sin when we justify it by putting labels on it. We mock at sin when we ignore it. Let's just not notice that. Let's not think about that. Let's just pretend like it doesn't exist. Sin in your life ignored is still sin. Ignoring sin, brushing it under the rug, not talking about it, not acknowledging it, doesn't change what sin is. It only makes mock of sin. We won't turn there. But 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 through 3 or 4 there, we're told to preach the word. Preach the word. Preach truth. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. It goes on to say now, in season and out of season, preach the word. That's the charge to God's men. I believe that's the charge to the Lord's churches. Preach the word in season and out of season. When it's popular, when it's unpopular. When it's liked, when it's disliked. Preach the word. And he goes on to say, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Sin is not to be ignored, and there's nothing gained by ignoring sin. We're to reprove it. We're to rebuke it. We're to stand against it. We're to call it what it is. We're to call and command that it be removed, that it be stood against. 1 John says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But He's not going to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He's not going to forgive us unless sin is acknowledged, unless sin is repented of, unless sin is turned from. Yes. Pretending like nothing ever happened or you never did do that or ignoring it doesn't change it. That's only making a mockery of it. We mock sin when we fail to see the effects of sin. What are some of the effects of sin? Some of the effects of sin is death. Death is the result of sin. Another effect of sin is a cursed earth. Do you know why the world's in the mess it's in? Because it's under a curse. Why is the world under a curse, the day and age in which we live? The world is under a curse because of sin. The weeds and the pestilences, the natural disasters, are all the result of sin. Wounded and bruised bodies. All the diseases that the world knows. And I want to say this. Sin sickness in a person's life is not necessarily because of sin. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge that all disease is because of sin. It came into this world because of sin. God didn't create it. God wasn't pleased with it. We can't blame God for it. You can't turn on the news. You can't go from one day to the next without a multiple number of disasters being spoken of. Shooting here, tornadoes here, earthquakes there, floods there. All of these are the effects of sin. Sin's nothing to be played with. We need to always see the effects of sin. All the distresses of life, the wrath of God. As you study the tribulation period, that period of time that begins with the rapture of Jesus Christ, those thereabouts 7 years of things that are beyond our understanding and beyond our comprehension, those things where God is pouring out His wrath upon the world, God is pouring out His wrath upon His people Israel. All of those things that are going to be experienced by this earth during the tribulation period are because of sin. Not traceable back to anything else other than sin. Every good gift, every perfect thing comes down from the Father of light in whom there is no turning, variableness. But death and the cursed earth and the wounded, bruised body, the causes of all diseases, disasters, distresses, pestilences, wrath. We were talking the other day at the restaurant about the things that you see during the course of life. And some of the things that I saw when I was a firefighter and when I was an EMT and ran life squad down in southern Ohio. And you can't unsee those things. You can't unsee that body that you saw of the person who has committed suicide. You can't unsee the body of the individual who has taken a gun to their head in their bedroom. You can't unsee the sight of that man who's gone out in the backyard and hung himself from a tree in the middle of winter. You can't unsee the effects of sin. You can't unsee the twisted, bruised, bleeding bodies of those that have been tangled up in wrecks. You can't unsee that little child who was thrown from the car and impaled upon a fence post. You can't unsee that, and it never makes any sense how that happened, but it did. These are the effects of sin. The fool is one who is not guided by common sense, not guided by wisdom. Fool is one who doesn't possess intelligence. That's by God's standard of definition, and even man's if you look it up. A fool makes light of, makes fun of. The fool scoffs, holds in derision. The fool mocks at sin. The fool makes light of sin by not seeing it as the grievous, deadly disease it is. The fool justifies their sin with labels and justifies the practice of sin by putting other softer labels on it. The fool thinks sin goes away if they just ignore it, pretend it didn't happen or it's not there. The fool refuses to see the effects of sin. But it's the fool that mocks at sin. Are you a fool? Am I a fool? Are we sometimes foolish in regards to our attitude towards sin? Sin is still sin in the Old Testament, as sin is still sin in the New Testament, as sin is still sin in 2023. And we're no greater a fool than when we make a mock or make light of sin. Sin is costing people their lives. Sin is costing people their souls. Sin is costing people the peace and the love and the harmony of their home. Sin ruins everything it embraces. It destroys everything it enters. And there are people here, I believe with all my heart, here this afternoon, who makes light of sin, and the Bible calls you a fool. Because you're suffering the consequences of sin that are going to be eternal. And you try to go down the little happy road of life without repenting and turning to believe in Jesus Christ. And God's people, over and over again. We say this about Israel all the time in the Old Testament. How could they be so dense? Why couldn't they get the point? Why didn't they learn? Why did God tell them, don't do this, and they did it anyways, and they paid for it, only to do that again, God punished them, pay for it, reverse, or continue the cycle. How could they be so dense? Well, if you want to understand how dense the people of Israel could be, look in the mirror and consider how dense we are. We do the same thing. We won't repent, we won't confess, we won't seek forgiveness, we won't be sorrowful in a godly way, will not look at God's provision for sin. We insist on holding on to it. But sin is like the proverbial rattlesnake. That's laying on the ground in the cold weather, can't move, seems very harmless. But sin is like that proverbial rattlesnake that seems so harmless because it's cold. Sin is like that rattlesnake that's taken into the bosom of the individual to warm it up. And the individual seems surprised when the snake warmed up enough to bite him and he died from it. Sin works that way. Repent. Turn from your sins. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't be a fool today. Christian friend, church member, repent. Turn from your sins. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Just think of the promises. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He's faithful and just to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But none of those things come to the one who mocks sin, makes light of sin. You'll never be saved as long as you make light of sin. And we'll never have restored fellowship. We'll never have real revival in our churches until sin's dealt with and taken seriously. The fool makes a mock at sin. May God correct foolishness within us. May God keep us from being fools. Thank you so much for allowing us to be with you these 3 or 4 days. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you'll never know. You'll never know how much this has meant to us and how much this has done for us. We have so enjoyed being here. Feel so blessed to have been here. And we're just thankful God gave us this opportunity. May God bless us all as we leave. Until the next time we meet together again, thank you. Let's stand.